Detectives and sergeants I talked to say they try to keep victims updated. In Elk Grove, that's a suburb of Sacramento, the police department is starting to use a new program. It lets them text updates to crime victims during an investigation. It also has a survey function, so officers can get input on how the victim feels the interaction went. But there is a lot of variation in how departments handle this. When I talked to Michelle Hendricks for this story, she was running the Sacramento Sheriff's Department's Sex and Elder Abuse Bureau. She retired in May 2020.
Well, there's no hard and fast rule. I mean, I have some detectives who talk to victims every day. Some, you know, technology has allowed them to text. They can email, phone call, leave messages. Some victims don't want to be contacted. They're like, don't bother me. Just call me when you need to tell me something.
And there are some things that law enforcement says they can't tell victims because it could compromise the investigation. Here's Adrian Pasador, a lieutenant with the Rockland Police Department. It's in a suburb of Sacramento.
I think a lot of officers want to be impartial and fact finders. So, you know, I don't know if maybe in doing that they don't keep people like abreast of what's going on enough because they're worried about compromising their investigation. Officers worry if you're in too much contact with someone, you might tell them things that you shouldn't.
This is where Weave Advocates can help. These are counselors who are trained to be the liaison between the survivor and the law enforcement agency. These advocates understand the ways in which the investigative process can make survivors feel trapped in their trauma. Advocate Jesse Garcia is stationed at the Elk Grove Police Department.
Telling your story over and over and not being believed, kind of getting lost in, you know, the big scope of things where negotiating that is extremely difficult because then it reflects on like self-blame, like why isn't my case handled that way or why didn't my offender get arrested? And so it can create a lot of that. And then communication, right? Like I think just letting the victim know what any update in status is and keeping them plugged in the best way to the extent that I can and to the detective can.
For the last few years, the Sacramento Police Department and the Sacramento Sheriff's Department didn't have sexual assault advocates embedded at their stations. But both agencies recently received grants and have hired them on. Statewide, there's a push for more collaboration between police agencies and rape crisis centers. This could help survivors feel informed, supported, and cared for, even if their cases don't move forward. And that's important, because most of these cases don't move forward. Beth Hassett with Weave says the stage after the investigation is where a lot of cases stop short.
What I see more often is it either doesn't end up going to the DA's office, which is very frustrating and disappointing to a victim, or it goes to the DA's office and the DA chooses not to file it.